Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Evar Swanson. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bob Boken. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marty Hopkins. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ed Majeski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, George Earnshaw. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Harlan Clift. Batting second. The left fielder, Debs Garms. Batting third. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Ray Pepper. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frank Grubb. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alan Strange. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Knott. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Jack Knott. And now, play ball. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson takes first base on ball four. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Swanson moves to second. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Swanson moves to third. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Swanson scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlan Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hopkins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper takes first base on ball four. Burns moves to second. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Grubb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb bunts towards the mound. Earnshaw fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Simmons. Strange reaches second base with a double. Grubb moves to third. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott strikes out. Two outs. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Swanson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 0 in the game. Haas hits a fly ball into center field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0 for 1 in the game. Garms hits a line drive into right field. Swanson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Burns strikes out. Two outs. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykes bunts towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Melillo covering, for the out. Appling moves to second. One out. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Boken strikes out. Two outs. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb fires to second and throws the ball away. That's an error on Grubb. Appling moves to third. Marty Hopkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hopkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Hopkins takes first base on ball 4. Ed Majeski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Majeski is 0 for 1 in the game. Majeski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Campbell is called out on strikes. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Haas. Melillo reaches second base with a double. Frank Grubb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grubb is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Grubb hits a fly ball into center field. Ha settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alan Strange is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strange is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Strange hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Dyke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-1 in the game. Earnshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strange scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Evar Swanson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swanson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Swanson hits a fly ball into center field. Pepper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Knott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knott is 0-for-1 in the game. Knott is called out on strikes. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0-for-2 in the game. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Majeski settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms is 0-for-2 in the game. Garms takes first base on ball 4. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garms moves to third. Ray Pepper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pepper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pepper hits a ball on the ground towards second. Boken can't make a play. That's a base hit. Garms scores. Burns moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Browns, 1. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 1, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.